we're putting forward the challenge to people to just consider the role of consumerism in our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost hesitating to go into individual issues. There's only one issue.
Only one issue, Reverend Billy?
We're addicted to shopping. We have one sin, and it drives everything else.
But, Reverend Billy, why would God give me a high-limit credit card if she didn't want me to go out shopping?
Well, God is a Republican CEO, and you have your own problems with that, God. Let's just stop shopping. Let's just walk away from the credit card. Let's consider the possibility of really making a choice about how we live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We can't consume the way we've been consuming much longer. Now, you've heard 7% of the world's population consuming a third of the world's resources again and again and again. It's one of the most boring. It's just an oft-repeated.
I nodded off about 20 seconds
all kinds
ago.
Of things. What?
I nodded off about 20 seconds ago.
It drives a violent foreign policy. It drives the destruction of our neighborhoods and our small towns. It's the thing that puts these incredible SUVs zooming by us all the time,
mm-hmm,
with their 10 miles to the gallon. It's driving everything around us, and it's making all the decisions for us. It makes our congressmen people who spew advertising copy all day. The lobbyists are waiting in the shadows. Our congresspeople are not really speaking their own minds anymore.
Well,
that's shopping, too. That's a kind of shopping as well.
Mm-hmm.
Commodification is now driving everything. Thank God we have a couple people in the Supreme Court that are in the United States government, in that branch of it, who are living their own lives away from the terror and the constant manipulation of lobbyists.
And who would that be?
Well, I'm talking about the people that have recently defended the civil rights, the affirmative action,
mm-hmm,
measures that have been defended finally against.
You mean Sandy Baby?
Well, Judge Souter and Judge,
yeah,
Kennedy and so forth. These people, even Judge Rehnquist, who we think of as being an arch conservative, left to develop his own opinion without the intimidation of lobbyists and corporate transnational corporations standing in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
He himself has been developing his own set of principles. But the shopping has got to stop. It can't continue. It just can't. It's going to come to a conclusion one way or the other.
Well, Reverend Billy, I don't imagine then that you'll be making a lot of whistle stops at shopping malls to meet and greet voters and kiss babies.
On the contrary, the choir and Reverend Billy will be out there on the pavement surrounding the Walmarts telling people to stop shopping. Back away. Back away from the product. Now is the time to leave the product on the shelf. When your hand is pulled back.
Hallelujah.
From the product.
Amen.
Right unclean.
Reverend Billy.
Opens up.
You're talking to me, Reverend Billy.
Oh, am I?
You're talking to me and I'm hearing it. You're talking and I'm hearing. You're talking and I'm hearing. Holy cow.
Down on your knees, boy.
Oh, no, I don't
Hallelujah.
Do that. I draw the line
Hallelujah.
there.
Amen.
Reverend Billy, you're going to come out. I'm sorry. You're going to announce your candidacy tomorrow at St. Mark's in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you the very best. And when you come out for the Burning Man religious spiritual engagement with naked people in the Nevada desert, can we persuade you to make it over to San Francisco for a live appearance? You can bring the choir.
Well, the choir would love to come up to San Francisco from the Nevada, from the Black Rock Desert.
Mm-hmm.
And we're honored to be a part of this wonderful utopian instant city, Burning Man City.
Right.
We're really honored to be there this year. It's a very special year in which we're thinking of the idea of post-religious spirituality. We're walking away from the shopping of God, which is organized religion. And so there are going to be hundreds of temples and more fake preachers and fake imams and self-anointed holy people coming out of the woodwork. We're trying to figure out a new way to pray.
Reverend Billy, just do
Hallelujah.
One thing. One thing at Burning Man.
Pardon me?
Do one thing at Burning Man. Keep your clothes on. Because if they get a picture of you and the Reverend Billy's little Willie, it could kill the campaign from the get-go.
Well, I think that might be what wins it for us, Peter. Your name is Peter. Hallelujah.